It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Ilga Weiss.
Our guest today is Dana Carroll. She serves as Springfield Child Advocate for the Every Child Promise. We will discuss how and why the Every Child Promise came to be established and how it aims to improve the lives of children and thus contributes to making democracy work. Welcome to the program, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
Please tell us how the Every Child Promise came to be and who was instrumental in getting it going and why.
Well, it began as a series of human interest stories by the newsleader under David Stoeffler's leadership, with Claudette Riley writing the bulk of the stories with some very poignant pictures by Valerie Mosley. And what they highlighted in the stories were the plight of Springfield's children and young families. The fact that one in five children is not ready for school, almost 50% of those young families live in poverty, many of them are the victims of child abuse and neglect, and that how they are struggling with many of the health and nutrition outcomes that should not be an issue in the United States or in Missouri, and certainly not in a community like Springfield.
So what is the mission or the promise part of this undertaking?
We have a promise, and it is to empower families so that every child aged birth to six has the opportunity to enter our schools ready to learn. And several of the concepts are critical to that promise, that we will empower families, that we will support them in their responsibility to teach their children. Birth to six is really important, and actually it's prenatal to six. We decided to focus on the youngest citizens because we believe that, you know, we can have the greatest impact at that point in their lives, and that it's an investment in their future and our future. And finally, ready to learn. We know that schools can teach children when they come prepared for school. So that's, it has to do with excitement and curiosity, the basic skills of following directions, understanding two-step directions, and being able to regulate their emotions, just real simple stuff. They can do the ABCs if we can get them there ready to learn.
Are you pleased with the community involvement in this project and the support that's been given to every child?
Well, I am incredibly pleased with the support. When we started, we had a host of community leaders that stepped up, and they led the first stage of setting our course. Then that followed with nearly 500 people giving us input into how the strategic plan would roll out and what it would look like. And since that time, we have had great community buy-in, both from individuals and companies wanting to support the effort in a host of different ways. In reality, this initiative belongs to the community. It's certainly in all of our best interests to see children succeed. You know, if we have a better school system, we have a better potential workforce, and then a better civil society. Workers are taxpayers, and civil members of society ensure that we have a successful future.
Well, you kind of touched on the plan or the strategic steps that have been outlined. Tell me more about that.
So we have a plan, and it's a 10-year plan towards reducing the number of children who come to school unprepared. And so we want to cut that in half. We're using some pilot projects to prove our success. We have an idea on how to reduce that, how to increase readiness, I guess. But the pilots are really some things that we would like to be able to prove success and then scale up. And so we're using best practices, and then we're coming up with some new ideas that we believe that will certainly fit our community, that we can sustain, that are going to be cost effective, but we aren't afraid to change the course. So if something isn't working, you know, we're prepared to change course and try something different. But ideally, we have a plan, and the plan is reducing children who are unprepared for school.
You touched on sustaining this, so my next question is, how do you come up with funding for this long-term project?
Well, in the beginning, we have some benefactors who gave us some initial funding, and to the tune of more than $1 million over the next 3 years. But we know that this is a big endeavor, and it's going to take more than just grants and benefactors. It's going to take sustainable funding that we've tossed around a few potential funding sources. Senator Dixon has some legislation that he's proposed the past 2 years, that would establish a children's fund similar to the senior services fund that we have in Greene County. And then we have a couple of other ideas, certainly strategies that might go towards funding it long term, that would scale it up so that it would be birth to six and it would be for all citizens in either Springfield or Greene County.
Now, if anyone gets interested in this project, how can they go about getting in touch with you or who else does the project?
So we say it's a community promise, and we would be delighted for the community's involvement in that. Everything from volunteering to do just basic cutting out things for preschool children's programs to, you know, there are some very specific skills that we would love to have people come and be involved in. Right now, you can contact us through the website, which is www.everychildpromise.org, or they can email me at dana@everychildpromise.org. But in the next 6 weeks to 2 months, we're going to have a volunteer portal on our website that people can sign up on. They can do long-term, short-term volunteer opportunities. Tell me what they, you know, here's my skill. How can I fit into the project? There's opportunities for just about anybody in the community to help.
What have you enjoyed the most working with this project?
Well, I've been in the business for about 20 years, and what I know is that it's going to take us all working together to find the solution, the right solution. It is so rewarding to be a part of discovering that solution. And, you know, I don't come knowing for sure, but I can tell you that this community has stepped up and embraced our children as their primary focus. I am so proud of being a part of that community and really believe that it is the opportunity.
Thank you, Dana, for being here. And thank you for listening to Making Democracy Work. Our guest today has been Dana Carroll, Springfield Child's Advocate for the Every Child Promise. And I'm Ilga Weiss for the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and previous ones are on the web at ksmu.org in the Making Democracy series.